Now, we are going to, we're actually having a little bit of trouble, but there's one of my favorite people is on the line, and I can hear him saying, "Hey, what's going on here? Why aren't you talking to me?" All right, questions for the play, about the play, The Children. And I'm very, very pleased to be welcoming to the play, oh, let me see, Simon. Simon, you know, for the hell of me, I have just lost your last name, but it's not, what is your last name, Simon?
Levy, L-E-V-Y.
Levy, okay, that's it. I'm sorry, man. Everything got mixed up here. And I've known you for, what, about 1,000 years now? Okay, so Simon Levy.
Yeah, we've been a while.
Yeah. Well, let's jump on this, man, because I saw this, and I was, this play that you're putting on, you know, now, and I think it's actually, it was a very powerful play. It was something that really, really jumped on me, and it made me just like, it had a major impact. So let's talk about, you know, tell people a little bit about what it is, tell us something about the play before we dive into all the specifics. I want to give people a sort of overview of it.
Yeah, so it's about three British people on the east coast of England. Two of them are a married couple. They're all in their 60s. And they are nuclear engineers who worked on a nearby nuclear power plant. The couple are living outside the exclusion zone because there was an accident at the power plant. And so they're living in this cottage away from the plant. And they're visited by an old friend, Rose, who they haven't seen in 38 years. And so it's about their former relationship and their current relationship. And you're not really sure why Rose is there. I'm not sure I want to reveal that over the air right now, because it's the one of the surprises in the play. But she comes and she basically presents the married couple with a moral dilemma, which is the power and the point of Lucy Kirkwood's play.
Mm-hmm. You know, and if I start to go anywhere near violating that, what you just said, that's start yelling, okay? Because I was really moved by this. I was really moved by this, man. And it's, you know, and I like the work you guys do at the Fountain Theater and you know, all of you who are, you know, producing and all of this stuff. I have not yet found a play there that I thought, oh, that was okay. So I didn't like it. I've always really liked what you guys have put on. And this one really particularly struck me. And, you know,
the play is about, you know, what is our responsibility to the future? What is our responsibility to the planet? What is our responsibility to our children and to the future generations? And when are we going to stand up and take responsibility? But the way that Lucy Kirkwood, the playwright, presents it, she presents it, you know, through these three very human, very complex and very funny characters. But at the same time, she is tackling these really huge, important issues that all of us should really be concerned about today.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you think about this whole point, where there's a thing in there too that I thought was very important. The play is not sort of just flowing out there and it's whatever. There's questions of struggle in there. There's people, trying to figure out what they do. What's their responsibility in the world? And I thought that was something that really got, you know, because it really got expressed in a way that actually, where there was differences, where there, you know, they could be expressed and they had an impact on things. And the other people who, you know, they were, you know, trying to struggle and argue with the other people, with some of the people that were not agreeing with them. But it made you sit there and think, this is real. This is actually, you know, this is what's going on now. And actually, the idea is to not just say, oh, well, we, you know, we can't agree, or, well, we can't, you know, we can't get everybody on. But the point was that in that play, people made a commitment to doing certain things. And it was imperative that they not lose that. And I thought it was really brought out very, very well.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's, you know, it's one of the reasons that we chose to do the play. I had spent 2.5 years searching for a climate change play, you know, something that, you know, tackled what are really, you know, gigantic global issues. And over the course of the 2.5 years, what happened was that I read everything from, you know, basically Enemy of the People to earthquakes in London, and, you know, but nothing really resonated for me, because either they were too polemical or too on the nose. And as you well know, the whole climate change issue, you know, keeps shifting, you know, year to year. And how do you tackle something as large as the concept of climate change? And then I came across Lucy's play, The Children. And what I love about the play is that it never mentions climate change. It's really dealing with this nuclear accident. But, of course, that's an environmental disaster, too. And as we know, climate change is about how we're poisoning the environment, you know, whether that's chemically, whether that's through nuclear, whether that's through carbon, you know, whatever we're doing. And so she's able to, in the play, never talk about climate change. And yet at the same time, she is presenting all of us with this moral dilemma of what is our responsibility, you know, and how do we stand up? And we all know that there's a climate emergency going on our planet. And yet when are we actually going to change our behavior to an extent where we're really going to help the planet? And so those issues come up in the play, and yet it's still very specific to these very distinct individuals, you know, these three very human. And you know what, I think the play is successful because each member of the audience sees themselves in these three people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, very much so. Now, we're going to bring somebody else in for a moment now. Elizabeth Huffman is on the line. Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? And from now on, we'll call you Eliza.
Thank you.
Okay. Great. So have you been able to listen to some of what we've been talking about?
No, I'm sorry. I haven't heard what's been going on because I'm just from the airport.
Well, we've talked about you a lot, okay? No,
No.
No, but why don't you jump in here in terms of what you saw as the importance of this play? Because, you know, I have to tell you, I mean, when I went there and then talking to people after the play, no one was sort of like, oh, let's go have a couple beers and do this. But people were really, they were moved by this. They were moved by this in a way that isn't always seen. So why don't we talk about your take on the play, why you're in it, why you think it was so important?
Oh, well, I'm in it because Simon cast me.
He has a reputation.
a wonderful thing. It is a play that I actually came into contact with in Portland quite a few years ago, and I knew when I read it that I wanted to be in this play. I felt that it was one of the best written plays I've read in a very, very long time. It's very complex. The characters are multi-layered, and the subject of a nuclear meltdown and what is actually better for our environment. Is it nuclear energy or eliminating coal, and the politics involved around that, and the potential for great damage to our environment is something we are all afraid of and think about. Well, at least I think about, and I know many, you know, socially conscious people think about what our responsibility is to the children. And I found the character of Rose so complicated. I'm still just touching the surface of her. Mm-hmm. And that is always a challenge and a great gift to an actor, especially when you get to work with Lily Knight and Ron Batita. I mean, that's a gift and a half. And of course, Simon guided us, mm-hmm, really beautifully And we're still discovering this play. So I think it's a really important play. And as far as what the audience that I've come into contact with has said, almost to a person, they all said they wanted to come back and see it again because it's a lot to absorb, and they just loved it and felt very drawn to it.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm one of those people. I'm ready to come back in right away. I wanted to actually, you know, pin something else out there too, because it is, you know, it was something that really, it struck a bone in me. It just basically struck my heart in terms of seeing how this thing was portrayed and how people were out there. And Simon, you know, you actually had a lot to do with the way how this was portrayed, how it was brought from England to here, you know. And I'm thinking about all this thing about the title, you know, the children of your children, or are they everyone's children? Are they humanity's children? All of these things are posed for people in a way that you know, you can't just turn your head around, because there, maybe, you know, sometime there was, you know, a chance at people saying, well, this is what we do. This is just one of the ways it's going to happen. But with this, in the society we live in now, these are very real questions. And we have about maybe 8 minutes to do this. So I'd really like to, you know, get your sense on this, because I think it's extremely important that people know that this play is a huge, huge, huge thing, I think, that, you know, people have got to see. And, you know, so let's jump into this. I don't know, who wants to go first?
Not me.
Okay. Simon, it's you.
I think that, you know, what I love about the play, and what I love about the title of the play, is that there's an ambiguity in it, isn't there? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, who are the children? Are we talking about the literal children, you know, of Robin and Hazel, the married couple in the play? Are we talking about their grandchildren, that is, the children of their children? Are we talking about the children, that is, the young people who are working at the nuclear plant and putting their lives in danger? Are we talking about the children of the future? Are we actually talking about the characters in the play themselves who behave like children sometimes? You know, there's that wonderful moment where Ron's character, Robin, you know, rides the tricycle around the stage, you know, so Lucy Kirkwood actually makes it literal, you know. And so are is it us, the audience? Are we behaving like children in our lack of response, or at least lack of a unified response, you know, to the climate emergency that's going on our planet? So it's wonderful. And to think that Lucy Kirkwood, she was 32 at the time that she wrote the play, that someone that young has that kind of understanding of humanity and the behavior of, quite frankly, people like myself, you know, older people, you know, seniors, you know, are we really stepping up and guaranteeing, you know, a healthy future, you know, for all the children?
Mm-hmm. Now, that leads into, I think, unfortunately, it's going to be the last one we're going to be able to run, I think. But, you know, basically, there's something that really struck me. And one of the great things about this play is that the life that it portrays is not sort of nice and, you know, just floating along. It's actually pretty messy. And all three characters have issues and secrets. And on the one hand, this gives them a lot of depth. And in this world, you rarely have a middle-aged woman or any woman being portrayed with such depth. And on the other hand, the messiness, as I call it, making the choices that they're forced to make more real. They're not blowing trumpets or marching off, but they're not just marching off to save the world. But without giving too much away, what are they struggling with in their lives? And I think it would be good for people to get a sense of that. And we only have about maybe, I guess, 5 minutes to deal with this, but let's jump into this. Simon, can you talk to that?
Well, I'll let Eliza jump in on that.
Okay, go ahead.
Each of the characters are struggling with interpersonal relationships that they've had over the years, and they're very complicated relationships. And certainly my character has had other things that have been a disappointment in her life, and she is grappling with making the right decision, and it is not an easy decision to make. And what she ultimately wants from the other two is a huge, huge imposition, if you will. I can't say anything more than that, except that they're all struggling with their own happiness or not, and the certain unfulfilled quality that each of them have had because of the choices they made when they were younger, and now with a nuclear meltdown, that they are in some ways, or feel, some feel, that partially responsible for because they built it. It is big moral questions are at stake here. And I think everybody is messy. I know I am.
Not me.
I think life can be very complicated and challenging.
Yeah.
And that's what people identify with all three of these characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to support, you know, what Elijah just said. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is about the messiness of life, isn't it? I mean, you know, for all of us,
exactly. Life
is complicated and messy. And to be able to write that, you know, as a piece of theater, and to be able to have all of those layers of messiness that makes these characters so real, it's really an amazing accomplishment, I think, on the part of Lucy Kirkwood. And it's why, you know, she's such a highly regarded and recognized playwright right now, you know, and justifiably so, because to put that into basically a hour and 40 minute play and to have all of those levels, that kind of accomplishment needs to be celebrated.
Absolutely. And on that note, we're going to have to wrap it up, but I want you basically tell us now, where, when, you know, how do people get there, all that, all right?
So it's at the Fountain Theater in Hollywood, at Fountain in Normandy. We are running until December 19th, then we're taking a holiday break. Then we're coming back on January 8th and running until January 23rd. We perform Fridays through Mondays. Mondays are our pay-what-you-want night, so you can pay anything you want to come to the theater, because we believe that everybody should be able to have access to the arts. And you can visit us at www.fountaintheater, that's with an R-E at the end, .com, fountaintheater.com, or our telephone number is 323-663-1525.
Say that again.
323-663-1525.
All right, folks, we got to rush on this, but thank you both very much for being here today and giving that sense of what's going on in the world in a way that we don't always get that don't always get the chance to hear this kind of stuff. So thank you very much.
Thank you,
Michael. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, you guys too. All right, you've been listening to the Michael Slate Show, and you are listening to the Michael Slate Show, and we have just been talking with folks from, you know, it's an incredible piece here. All right. And I think you should definitely not miss it. All right.